From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Egypt is struggling to get back to normal amid nearly 2 weeks of protests. In Cairo, NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro looks at the latest developments.
Actually, I was out and about in the city today, and what you're seeing is the government policy of trying to send the message that the chaos is over and that life should get back to normal, basically being enacted on the streets. Banks are open. In part, certainly the ATMs are opening. We've seen long lines of people trying to get cash. Also, people are going to their shops. They're not quite opening them yet. They're basically assessing the damage, if any, cleaning things up so they can open for business regularly. And there are many, many cars and many, many people out on the streets.
The government of President Hosni Mubarak is holding talks with opposition groups and is showing no signs of giving in to protesters' demands for Mubarak to step down. An investment bank's analysis concludes Egypt has lost more than $3 billion since the political turmoil began. In London, Larry Miller reports it also projects a rough time ahead for the Egyptian economy.
Crédit Agricole says Egypt is losing $310 million a day due to the closure of businesses, banks, the stock exchange, and a mass exodus of tourists during this prime season. The assessment also revised downward the forecast for 2011 growth by around a third and projects a depreciation of the Egyptian currency of up to 20%. Crédit Agricole also expects an outflow of international investment until political stability returns. Some foreign-owned facilities have already closed, including a terminal on the Suez Canal. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Two American hikers held in Iran for a year and a half pleaded not guilty to espionage charges in a closed-door hearing today. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the third hiker, released on bail last fall, did not return for the court proceedings.
Josh Fatal and Shane Bauer attended the closed hearing and denied that they were spies, according to Iran's English-language Press TV. Fatal, Bauer, and Sarah Shurd said they were hiking in northern Iraq in the summer of 2009 when they were arrested by Iranian authorities who said they had illegally entered Iranian territory. The hikers said they had no intention of entering Iran. Shurd was released on $500,000 bail in September and returned to the U.S. An attorney for the trio said he'd been given written defense information to present to the court on Shurd's behalf. Iranian media gave no date for the next hearing in the case, which has exacerbated tensions between Tehran and Washington. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
No injuries are reported in the derailment of a freight train about 50 miles south of Toledo, Ohio, but nearby homes were evacuated when tanker cars carrying methanol exploded and caught fire. From Washington, this is NPR. New York City officials have confirmed three cases of cholera. Three people apparently contracted the disease when attending a wedding in the Dominican Republic, which shares the island of Hispaniola with Haiti, where thousands have died from the disease. An official with the New York Health Department told the New York Times all three people who contracted cholera have recovered. For fans of cowboy movies, thoughts of Texas conjure up images of tumbleweed-covered deserts. But Bill Zeeble of member station KERA says football fans preparing for tonight's Super Bowl at Cowboy Stadium might be facing more snow.
The past week, scheduled with hundreds of Super Bowl events, began with an ice storm followed by 4 days of sub-freezing temperatures. After many events were canceled, at least 5 inches of snow then blanketed North Texas. Falling ice injured 6 people at Cowboys Stadium, home of the big game between Green Bay and Pittsburgh. Those injured will recover. While temperatures will rise above freezing today in Arlington, bad weather is forecast. The stadium is enclosed, but several thousand, who will officially be counted in the game's attendance, will watch the game outside on a big TV in temperatures somewhere in the 30s under rain or snow. The tickets retailed for $200. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
There are high expectations for tonight's clash between the Packers and the Steelers. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says the game will be fun because both teams have fans everywhere. New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning expects the game to be a barn burner. He says nobody will be talking about the snowy cold weather after the game is over. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington. Support.